But Jesus could have seen labels. Jews of the time did see labels, and they saw female, and they saw Samaritan. However, Jesus saw a human being. Jesus saw a human being. Jesus doesn't see the cultural walls that we feel forced to live by. Many times we feel like this woman, don't we? Maybe. But Jesus comes to talk to us no matter what color we are. You see, Jesus comes to talk to us whether we are male or female. Jesus comes to talk to us because He sees a human being. You see, Jesus is a life giver. Let's say that together. Jesus is a life giver. Oh, I wasn't convinced. Jesus is a life giver. Now, if we move on to verse 11 this morning. Jesus is so awesome because when Jesus speaks to the Samaritan woman at the well, just leave it there, that's fine. He speaks in very basic, everyday language that she can understand. Now, she catches on soon that she didn't understand it exactly the way Jesus meant it. She began to understand that Jesus was talking on a deeper level. And if we look at verse 10 this morning of chapter 4 of John. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it was that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked Him and He would have given you living water." Living water. Now, the Greek word in the 10th verse of this gospel, and if you speak Greek, I ask for your forgiveness ahead of time, is hydrozon. Hydrozon, which could mean both fresh running water or life-giving water. That word could mean fresh, living water, running water, beg your pardon, and life-giving water. The term has a physical side and a spiritual side. However, immediately this woman takes up the physical side and she hears fresh, running water. Do you see that this morning? Now, let's look at verse 11. The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket. The well is deep. Where do you get that living water?" Now, do we ever do that in our life? Maybe it's here in church. Maybe it's a hymn or praise God. Maybe it's something in the sermon or maybe it's in a prayer or maybe it's at work or maybe it's in Sunday school and God speaks to you and you hear it in the physical form. And sometimes we get aggravated, don't we? And sometimes we walk out because we're so aggravated. You know, when something hits us personally, a lot of times our natural inclination is to shut this off, right? Kind of come into ourselves. Who is he or she to say that? Right? And usually the more personal it is, usually the more right on that it is, we get more offended by it, don't we? Yeah. Yeah, right. So you know, how many times do we do that? When God speaks to us and we hear the physical side. We hear the physical side. Do we ever do that? You see, Jesus is saying, don't walk away. Don't shut me out. Please just listen to me because Jesus, let's say it together, is a life giver. All right, 16. It's important that you remember that Jesus and this woman were at the well at noon, the hottest part of the day. You might say, well, what is unusual about that? Well, again, the custom was, you would come in the morning or the evening to get water, but not midday. So why would this woman be at the well at noon, the hottest part of the day? Why do you think? Well, if we look at verse 16 this morning. Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." What you have said is true. You see, well, let me ask this. Do we ever try to be invisible? Do we ever try to hide in the shadows? Do we ever try to keep a low profile? You see, that's why some of us come to the well at noon. That's why some of us come to the well at noon. You see, Jesus, however, saw right through her.